Okay, I think we're good. All right, good. So we're going to be live on the radio, and we're recording also, so this will be on our podcast page.
Oh, cool. Oh, you're doing a podcast now. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, stand by for me.
Okay.
Well, top of the afternoon to you. We welcome you to the Open Forum. It's WADK's 68-year tradition of getting it said in the midday for Newport County. And that's where the focus is and should be. We are 4 weeks and a day away from Election Day. And what I've been saying for weeks, what I really believe is going to actually get people out to the polls in Newport and in Middletown is going to be this question of school regionalization. I mean, turnout in the primary was abysmal, and it looks to be lukewarm at best, but hopefully in Newport County we can change what happened or didn't happen in the primary with the school regionalization question. And on the line with me is someone who has a lot to say and has spent a lot of time talking and working towards questions of this type, Building Newport's Future, a grassroots organization supporting public education. And the president of the organization, Amy Machado, is on the line. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And you are the president, and Aida Neary is vice president. And of course, you are two well-known names in terms of being active in this issue over the years in Newport County.
Yes. I mean, I'm a huge advocate for public education. I'm the daughter of two public school teachers. My brother is a public school teacher. I'm kind of the black sheep because I actually went into business. I work in IT. But I'm very passionate, and so is Aida, about public education, especially for our kids in Newport. And we established Building Newport's Future in 2020 when the question came up about the school construction bond to do the expansion of Pell and then to build us a new Rogers High School. So we, again, like you said, we're a grassroots organization. You know, most of our donors give us like $25 here and there. You know, we're really boots on the ground is really how we kind of believe that, you know, things get done here in Newport. And we're just very passionate about taking care of our Newport kids. And we were very successful in 2020. The school construction bond passed by nearly 80% saying yes, approved question two. And then we kind of thought, well, our work is a little bit done now. We can rest and relax. And then unfortunately, this idea of regionalization came back up in the spring, and then we decided, well, we can't just stand by and let this happen. We have to stand up for what we believe, which is this is not regionalization what is being proposed. The proposal, it will maintain separate facilities, separate high schools. Middletown insists on building its own buildings. It's not regionalization. At best, it's a combination of administrations. And, you know, we're already kind of running a lean ship on administration in terms of the number of employees that we have. Actually, Middletown has even fewer employees than we do, so they wouldn't even really be cutting any employees. And it's just not really going to get us the savings that people talk about. But, you know, our biggest thing that we want people to realize is if you hear anything today, it is that reject question five, which is what it is on the Newport ballot, because it isn't regionalization. It's not.
It is a question that appears to be simple, but is not. And
right.
The objections that have been raised thus far have been things, the objection seems to be, why are we rushing into this, and why is it just all about the dollars?
Right. Yeah, there's this belief that some of our city leaders have, and maybe, you know, Ride is the Rhode Island Department of Education is kind of leading them to believe this, is that we have to do this now, or the savings that come from being a regional district will be gone. And that is simply not true. The Rhode Island Department of Education really wants districts to regionalize or schools to regionalize. And if we really want to do it and do it in the right way, there's a proper process to do that. It's even in the legislation that was passed, I think in 2018, about how to create a regional district. We've bypassed all of that. We haven't done any kind of proper study to understand what Middletown wants for public education, what Newport wants for public education. We haven't really had a true coming together of the communities to talk about their hopes and also their fears, because you know, we were rejected for having regional, like true regionalization. Let's build one high school by the city, the town of Middletown, in 2016, 2018, 2019, and then again in 2020, they just kept telling us no. And it was basically like, we don't want our kids to go to school with your kids. And a lot of people in Newport are still quite hurt and bothered by that. So, you know, we need to have like an open conversation about how the two communities would even work together in terms of a regional school district. So it has been rushed. It was even rushed in the sense that we have cut off already, you know, the community involvement. The paid consultants were supposed to be speaking, doing listening sessions in the month of September and October. That didn't happen. Those haven't even been scheduled.
The issue, I think, Amy, and, you know, I've been saying many of the things that you've been saying. I have not articulated them as clearly and as directly as you have. One must measure one's words, and as I'm reminded, I wasn't born in Newport Hospital, so that apparently precludes some of my ability.
I gave birth in Newport Hospital. I was not born in Newport Hospital.
I think you're in, Amy. I think that puts you in. That's funny. So, and I've just alluded to the large issue that Middletown and Newport have been going at it as the elephant in the room. And you've just articulated the elephant in the room, and it's come up, how many times did you say? 4 or 5 times, just that issue. And that has not been resolved. It has been, the attempt has been made to explain it to me. Well, we're all local people because people left Newport to go to Middletown. Yes, and they took their attitudes with them. And so now we have this thing going on, and it goes beyond money, and no one will address it. And the question is, have those wounds healed? And I don't know that they have, and it sounds like you're skeptical as well.
Well, I don't know that they've healed because some of them are actually quite fresh. I'm a parent of, my daughter goes to Thompson, and I am often made to feel like I'm not doing right by my child by keeping her in Newport Public Schools. People that live here in Newport, some of them that send their kid to private schools, there are people that move away from Middletown. As their kids get a little bit older, they say, well, I'm going to Middletown or I'm going to Portsmouth. And then they just kind of look at you like you have, you know, two heads when you're like, well, my kid is at Thompson and is thriving there. She's doing wonderful. You know, Newport Public Schools, we've had a fantastic experience there. And right now my daughter's in middle school, and middle school is not fun for anybody. So
right.
I don't want to diminish that. But I was actually talking to the mayor, Jean Marie Napolitano, and she asked me, like, is this really still happening? And I said, it happens all the time where people just say, I would never send my kids to Newport Public Schools, and then they move away. Hmm. And I think that's a real shame.
It is a shame. And I have to say, not that it's about me, but I have to say I am a Colleen Burns-Germain fan. I am a fan of Newport Schools. I love to hear, and look, understand where I'm coming from. We homeschooled, so understand where I'm coming from. But the fact of the matter is that I respect an earnest effort and a best effort, and you certainly can't argue with the results and some of the results from not only Thompson but Rogers and Pell too, for that matter, have been really, really admirable. And I'm with you, Amy Machado. I'm with you in the central issue. If I were a Newport voter or a middle, if I were a voter in this, I would vote against this. But I believe that you never, ever, ever want to relinquish local control. And I also believe that RIDE, under its present leadership, wants not only to have regional school districts, but wants to have one school district for the state of Rhode Island. And the Commissioner of Education has said almost those words on the stage of the Veterans Auditorium to a captive audience when we were all suffering with COVID.
Yeah. I mean, that's like getting back to our specific question. Newport would be giving up local control. We actually have more residents, between 8,000 and 10,000 residents, more than Middletown does. And the way that we would be sharing, the school committee and then also the financial committee, we would actually be giving up representative government. We would be giving more power per, population to Middletown. Why would we want to do that? Middletown has been pretty not so great about funding their own schools. You know, they're currently running a $2 million deficit. I don't think I want to give up control to those folks. One thing I love about Newport is that they are so supportive of, in terms of funding our schools. We are in a great position in Newport. We don't need to give up control to Middletown. Also, the way the financial committee would be set up with this proposal, the financial committee is not a, it would be run by unelected bureaucrats. It would be the city manager and their town manager would have control over our finances. That to me is very concerning. And, you know, it's kind of the details that people aren't really, you know, thinking about it. I don't want to give up local control, but I also don't want to give up my representative government.
Well, that's a good point. I would point out for in the interest of accuracy, and you can read this as geekdom, but having having read and waded through that website that the consultants put up there, the structure would be in a regional school committee, three representatives from Middletown, three representatives from Newport, and then two at-large representatives. Now, to your point, I think that you have an excellent point, Amy Machado, because those two kind of at-large people could very easily be in one camp or the other. So the idea of, you know, of balance and all of that, I think you're 100% right. I think that the control again is lost under this system, whatever the system would be called, the so-called regional school committee.
Yes, and because Middletown insists on keeping and building brand new facilities for Middletown, you know, what is to say that they wouldn't, you know, kind of squeeze funds away from Newport and put them into the Middletown schools. And that really is the crux of it, why it is not regionalization. Middletown insists on building its own schools. That is why they agreed to have this proposal.
Interesting point. We're talking with Amy Machado, president of Building Newport's Future, and we're talking about school regionalization, and we're getting the other side of the story here. And it is it's so useful, and I appreciate your time here today so much to have a balanced viewpoint here, because quite frankly, all that we've heard from is the administration. We have we have been told that some of the town officials from Middletown want to come on and talk about it, and that's fine. I'm certainly more than happy to have them do it. I'm not going to debate. They will certainly have the floor and have time to make the case. Now, in talking and listening to the points that you're making about what this so-called regionalization actually would be, there have been statements and there's been activity on the part of the Newport City Council and the Middletown Town Council at the instigation of Council Vice Chair Lynn Segley to actually come out and at least declare that there would be a particular amount of attention paid to education. That, for example, the funds that would be saved from the school buildings, wherever it is the buildings are going to be built, would actually go towards education. How about that? Can that come off? Can that actually take place?
Well, it can't take place in the form that they've put it forward, that that Lynn and Jean Marie have put forward. It's a non-binding resolution. It's kind of meaningless and saying that it would be great to take some of these funds and put it back into education. It's definitely not going to be like a one-for-one transfer. You save this amount of money that's coming back for the bond and it's going to go into education. And also Middletown has to match what we put in based off of what they have, the proposal, the non-binding resolution was. So again, Middletown doesn't really do a whole lot to fund its education. So I'm concerned about how much, you know, it could be $5. You know, it's just kind of meaningless. I think that they did that because a lot of parents and community people were saying, well, you say that we're going to save money, but if we're not really putting it back into education, then you haven't really created any benefits or any opportunities,
sure.
Which is like we're rushing through this process. We haven't, again, had that proper study that is we've really looked at what are the educational benefits and opportunities. And a lot of times opportunities come when you have shared schools and facilities. And again, by Middletown insisting on keeping separate schools, we're not going to realize some of those opportunities. My child isn't going to be able to go to Rogers for one class and then head on over to Middletown for another. It really doesn't work like that.
Good point.
And I just think that I would have loved to have had one fantastic school that we all could share together. But I feel like for now, that ship has kind of sailed. So we need to, again, like I said, slow down. have a real study to talk about what we can use with like our current facilities. You know, how could we maybe expand Rogers to make that the regional high school? Or, you know, what are we building in Middletown that maybe that could be a joint middle school, you know, for all of our kids? But this insistence that we're going to have separate facilities, it's kind of just stops the idea of regionalization before it even starts.
So in terms of the consolidation, again, as we really, really dive deep into the structure, we see that it really starts to kind of fall apart. In terms of the administration, you had mentioned that in your experience as a Thompson parent, you're seeing that the Newport administration is running very, very lean right now. Nevertheless, there certainly is bureaucracy that is a little bloated, as it always is in municipal organizations anyway. Yep. So at some point, if this were to pass, it would have to come down to, here's our roster of administrative personnel. Well, we have two of these, we have two of these, we have five of these, we have 10 of these. But in the school department, as in most other municipal jobs that are unelected, these are jobs pretty much for life. So who's going to give up these administrative jobs first?
Well, but you have to remember, so we both have superintendents. Neither school district has an assistant superintendent. I'm assuming within a regional district, they would probably want to bring on an assistant superintendent because you've just increased the duties of the superintendent. Or that person needs to be, you know, receiving a bit more in salary. Middletown does not have a facilities director. They can't cut that. They don't even have it. We do. They don't have an ELL director. They borrow ours. We can't cut that. There's really very few positions that can actually be eliminated.
Well, that answers my question, actually. And I'm glad to have you answer the question in that way. It raises some interesting points, though. So now what? So, well, it would seem as though, okay, there's no assistant superintendent, so you'll take the superintendent from one town and make that superintendent the superintendent of all, and then you'll take the other superintendent and make that one the assistant superintendent.
Perhaps. Yeah, so you're not really losing anybody.
Yeah. Okay, so I get that, but again, is that going to create a little bit of friction now? Because now you have, in that scenario, now you have the former superintendent who once ran the show, and is that person going to be watching out for the interests of the new district or of her own original town? So these are interesting questions that start to get raised,
and who decides? Yeah, exactly. And it would have been great to have had those conversations that felt like we were actually kind of making steps forward of this is what our regional will look like. And the folks in Middletown who are for it and the folks in Newport who are for it, they keep kind of saying the silent part out loud. We won't know anything until after you vote on it and then a regional district or regional committee has been formed. Mm. You know, I'm not a gambler, but I'm definitely not that kind of gambler.
Yeah. It certainly is a playbook that has not worked very, very well in the past. We had to pass the bill to see what was in the bill. Right? Where have we heard that before? And how well did all that work out? My other question, Amy Machado, of Building Newport's Future, who are these consultants and who decided that they were on here? I don't remember seeing bids. They're kind of shadowy figures. Who are these consultants?
So that is an excellent question. We've been trying to get the answers to that. We have not found any kind of request for proposal, we don't have the contract. We actually have their statement of work once they were actually hired. They were, you know, chosen in executive session by, you know, a select group of committee members, town councilors, and, you know, Joe Nicholson, our city manager. So that was all kind of done without any transparency. And then when you read the statement of work, these folks, the Woolport group, they were not brought in to really do a study. Their statement of work says that they were brought in to only talk about benefits and opportunities and then to give case studies of other districts where regionalization has gone well. But the laughable part to me was that the regional districts that they showed actually regionalized. They actually combined schools to get all the opportunities that they were talking about. But, you know, Wolpert, they got their money and they've split town. You know, they were supposed to have meetings with the PTOs. Those have all been canceled. They were supposed to, like I said earlier, they were supposed to do listening sessions in September and October. Those don't even exist. So, I mean, I feel like the state of Rhode Island kind of wasted, and our local governments wasted about $300,000 on those folks.
Interesting. So, of course, we welcome members of the administration, city council, city administration from Newport. We have had interest expressed to us at WADK from the town of Middletown that they would like to have administrators and other people from Middletown come on and discuss this, and we welcome them. We have 4 weeks and a day, and we're here. So we're certainly willing to offer the time and the conversation to get the answers to these questions. So there you go. Where can we find out more about building Newport's future?
So you can find us on Facebook. Just look up Building Newport's Future. We also have an Instagram under the same name. And then we have a website, buildingnewportsfuture.org. And then I also recently made us a TikTok. So we're
there you go. All right. Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you. Appreciate the forthcoming and forthright conversation. Amy Machado, president of Building Newport's Future. My great pleasure. Take good care. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
The Open Forum here on 101.1 FM and 1540 AM.